someone who really listens. That's why there's 988, with support that meets you where you are. Confidential and staffed by trained folks who want to help you when you need someone to talk to. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988lifeline.org.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Time now for Headwaters with Kari Hedlund.
In between awake and sleeping, when the door opens to dreaming, that's when the music starts playing, that's when the words come to me, and I leap from the dream to catch it, but by then it has run away. So it is this fear of losing every time I finally lay.
When it's on my mind, feet of the busted. I need you to treat me kind. Come back, baby. Come back to my bed. Come back, baby.
We'll be right back. title track off the upcoming album Cut and Rewind from Say She She that will be out in October. And before that, we heard from John Hiatt, Here to Stay. That is his birthday today. He's turning 73 years old. I'd play a track from his Terms of My Surrender album. And Lyra Lynn, new music from Lyra Lynn. The new single is called Cherry Tree. This is Headwaters on KAXE, your source for great music. I'm Kari Hedlund. Thanks for listening this morning. We've got a great show coming up today, including we are going to be taking a listen to some Steve Earle. He's going to be in the area this weekend. It is also Robert Plant's birthday today. Some brand new Big Thief and a lot more. Also going to be talking in about 15 minutes about our state fair at the education building. Malachi Coons and myself will be down there repping KAXE on Friday this week. So be sure to swing by if you are in the area. Support comes from Natural Harvest Food Co-op on Silver Lake in Virginia, offering the Iron Range community local and organic grocery items and daily fresh meal options from their in-house deli. Open 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and 9 to 7 on weekends. Learn about career opportunities at naturalharvest.coop and on Indeed. And we received support from First National Bank Bemidji, helping local families and businesses reach their financial goals. First National Bank Bemidji, better together, member FDIC. All right, coming up next, we are going to take a listen to Arc de Soleil. They have a debut album out now. It is an artist who is born in Sri Lanka and is now based in Stockholm. Some little ambient world music for you a little bit. This is Dunes of Dozier.
Just
That is new from Australian trio Sons of the East. That is Pour the Wine. And new music from Big Thief. They have a new album coming out called Double Infinity. That was Grandmother featuring Laraji, who is a member of the Medicine Singers and collaborator with Brian Eno, along with many others over time. Really like that track. Malachi, you're joining me in the studio now. I know you're a Big Thief fan as well.
Yes.
What are you thinking so far of the new album, what we've heard?
It is, especially with these last couple of singles, the one that you played with Laraji, and then there's a little bit more of a folksier one called Los Angeles. I feel like it's kind of starting to come together, which always happens for the songs. I want to say it was maybe Sparrow, or there was one song on the last album that just, when I first heard it, didn't click with me. And then as things rolled out and the album came out, all of a sudden I was loving every song again. So yeah, I am definitely a Big Thief stan for sure. I would say above, more of a fan than most, but I'm really looking forward to this one. It seems like they are, it's kind of so far very spacey, I would say, very dreamy, and Laraji did a lot of music in that similar fashion. So, but yeah, I like his singing in the background of that one. I'm excited.
I know, me too. Tame Impala, I played before that last in yesterday. I played that because my 13-year-old just spent some time down with his grandma and came back getting introduced to some music by his cousin, including Tame Impala.
Okay,
so nice. He's going down this whole streak, which has been really fun.
Wow, that's so nice to have a... Yonder's got music coming in from all sides.
He does.
His mother, a professional.
Yeah.
His cousin, a fan of a lot of music as well, too.
What was he listening to last night, too? It was like some 90s, like R&B. I cannot remember the song that he was listening to, but I was like, "What? Where are you going? Like, I love this. Love this path for you."
Yeah. That sounds fun.
So Arc de Soleil started that off with Dunes of Dozier, and you are listening to Headwaters, your source for great music. And Malachi, I asked you to come in this morning because we're going to the State Fair.
I know. I can't wait.
I know.
It's only my second time ever going there.
Okay. That was one of my questions. You didn't grow up?
Messing up the questions. No. Well, I mean, I'm from Wisconsin, which...
Well, I'm from South Dakota.
People may or may not... And you grew up going to the Minnesota State Fair.
Yes, but my dad grew up on...
There's less to do in South Dakota, sorry.
Well, and I've never been to the South Dakota State Fair.
Me neither. Never went to the Wisconsin State Fair.
Where is that one?
Milwaukee.
Okay. So kind of a different part of the state for you.
Yes, as a trek.
But no, my dad grew up on the ground, like basically on the grounds of the State Fair.
Okay.
So biking over every single day. Like this was his prime summer experience. So every year we would come over to St. Paul, visit my grandparents, do some school shopping, and go to the State Fair.
Andrew even said on the morning show he has never, ever been.
I just spoke to somebody yesterday.
So I've been once.
Yes. I just spoke to somebody yesterday, a Grand Rapidian, who is, I'll say his age only because he told me he's 56, and he said, "I've never been, and now it's to a point where, like, I don't want to break the streak."
I know. People do. Yeah. I, you know, can sometimes resonate with that sort of sentiment, and people do love it here, and they do think it is the best of all the fairs, and, you know, it takes a central place, and it, you know, it is one of the biggest fairs, so.
It is.
I can see that.
I'm ready.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. You know, we hope that you will come say hi to us because we're going to be hanging out. We're going to be doing a show. We're going to be playing music and just hanging out at a booth, the Ampers booth, which is a network of independent radio stations here in Minnesota that we are a part of. We're going to be doing a show and also just hanging out, and we'd love to chat.
Yep. We'll be down there all day Friday. It's in the education building. It's in a new spot. If you visited us before when we've done this, it is in a different spot within the education building, but still within that same realm of location. So be sure to stop by. We're going to be having a sign up for giveaway tickets for Grand Rapids River Fest.
Oh, yeah. So definitely come by, check that out. Yeah. Are your children mad that you're going without them?
They don't really know. I haven't really told them yet.
Oh, geez.
You might have just outed me right now.
That's okay. Well,
that's okay. I'll tell them. You know, I honestly was thinking about asking Anders to come with, to just like bring a buddy, go explore, have fun. Mm-hmm. But also, it might be a lot.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't remember going. Like, been that many years.
When were you there last?
I think it's been like 4, 5, 6 years, something like that.
And you were just telling me there are some new stages that you don't remember. It feels like it must be bigger and bigger every single year.
Because the Wild Horses are playing down there on the 25th and 26th. And I was just looking to see where they were playing. And it's... over in the West End, northwest corner, which used to be sort of like a Renaissance village-y type thing.
I was there for work last time I went too. I didn't really participate. I wasn't really just a free roaming patron of the all that, you know,
yes,
oddities and ends and the sheer size that the fair had to offer. So hopefully this weekend I can
explore it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then I had one more question for you. Our question of the week this week is about roommates. do you have any good roommate stories, Malachi? I feel like,
Man. I had a lot of roommates. Let's see. I'll start with a bad roommate story. Bad roommate story.
Those are the good ones.
Bad roommate story was, that I had a roommate who was a little bit of a miscreant. That's all I'll say, that I knew of, freshman year living in the dorms. So you're figuring out, okay, we're all going to be out of the dorms. Who are going to live together? Blah, blah, blah. And then when we came back from going home, that was like the last summer I went home, was in between freshman and sophomore year. Came back from that, and miscreant was all of a sudden a full blown out of control person and really caused a lot of problems in our house. All sorts of things happened. Okay. Like house got broken into, anyways, so very dramatic, very tense. On the other end, met a lifelong best friend just through different roommates, bringing in different people to a place, and had a lot of good times. I lived in a giant house in Duluth with like 14 people, you know, one of those old kind of like Queen Anne style East Hillside old mansions that they cram kids into now. And looking back, it was very fun. It was chaotic with that many people. Everyone is a different level of, you know, clean, and there's always someone who kind of wants to get up to no good. So it's really easy to get sucked into not studying.
Too easy.
But very fun.
I lived with 8 in college.
Okay.
And, you know, just like this conversation about roommates has got me thinking it's such a funny thing. Like, it's actually it's such a good growth for you, because I think it is like a lot of self-realization about like what your role is in the house. And I mean, I guess some people don't have any self-realization about the through that process. It was for me anyway. But you know, it's the same old, nobody's doing the dishes, and, you know, all the things. But 100% on the not peer pressure even. It was just like if one person said one thing, it was like, oh, okay, I'll go do that instead.
Totally.
That sounds way more fun.
Yeah.
So it was a little tempting.
There's more options to get
in trouble.
In trouble, yeah. But it has had me thinking, you know, it's very, it's a great question. It's very like nostalgic. I've been thinking about people that I haven't thought about in decades. You know, the ones that kind of you live together, but didn't click and like didn't continue to live together and haven't stayed connected. You just kind of are thinking about all these different people from your past. So
my freshman year roommate just messaged me yesterday out of the blue. We talk on occasion, but just funny with this week's question, messaged me yesterday because there's this thing about dorm room interior decorators are a thing.
I heard about
people
this.
People are hiring interior decorators for a dorm room.
People have too much money.
I thought it was a joke. I thought this was a joke. And then I looked in this article and I was like, oh, this is real. This is actually happening. So she sent me this same article that I'd come across, and we were just joking about how, you know, our dorm room in Stearns Hall, St. Cloud State, did not reflect a interior decorator's eye.
Yes, let me tell you, I feel like the very first day I arrived at college, someone in the university, they had a pop-up sale where you could buy all different types of posters for not very much money.
Oh, that's sweet. That's a good
idea. And then you interior decorate your own place.
With posters.
With a lot of posters. That was the style of our dorm that we were in. Everyone went and bought different ones. I had a lot of hip-hop posters. Some hippy dippy stuff, you know.
Yep.
It was one of those.
Yeah, love that.
Don't need to pay anyone for that.
Tapestries were in our room.
Tapestries,
like just straight up hanging tapestries.
I had an awful tap.
If you have a good roommate story, text us 218-326-1234. Okay, we're going to take a listen to our album of the week ahead of our slice of green cheese right now. Let's talk about folk bitch trio Malachi. They have a new album out, debut album.
Yeah, I saw this name at Winnipeg Folk Festival, mm-hmm. and I actually missed their set. I didn't, you know, it just was one of those ones. There's a lot of things to see. I saw it in the lineup, didn't dig into it as much as I should have, but I know they were there, and I think I heard from someone else that they had a really nice show.
Of workshops with them. They were great.
Yeah, they are a trio from Australia, only formed about 5 years ago. I think they're in their early 20s, high school friends. Three people in the band, and they all take lead vocals. They all are singing pretty much throughout the whole album. Just lovely harmonies from front to back. Just people who sound like they sing together so naturally. Really easy to think they might be sisters, might be in a family. That kind of level of harmonizing going
on. Very much a blood harmony thing.
But yeah, kind of the lyrics are kind of dark at times. And or not dark, but just like, I don't know, a little. There's a little bit of an edge to them underneath, even though it's kind of this acoustic, folk, easygoing album. But just looking at things that are going on in their lives and relationships in your early 20s and some of the strange things that you can find yourself in. And so there's an edge to them. I like it a lot.
This is That's All She Wrote from Now Would Be a Good Time by That Is Our Album of the Week by Folk Bitch Trio.
We're down a back road, both in the back seat of your white car, and I'm getting no sleep. My legs are hanging all over the place. Your head down my skirt, you really know me, but I can't. Thank you.
That's All She Wrote. It's the name of that song from Folk Bitch Trio off their album Now Would Be a Good Time. That is our album of the week. You can send your thoughts on what you've heard so far. Maybe you've been tuning in all week and you've been hearing what they've had to offer on the new album. You can text your thoughts to 218-326-1234. This is Headwaters, your source for great music here on KAXE, where we receive support from Edward Jones Financial Advisor Jeremy Fayette, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. And we'd like to thank Glaco Brewing Company in Grand Rapids for their support, making traditional old world styles of beer as well as modern classics for 7 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Saturday, noon to 8, Sunday noon to 6. More info at glacobrewing.com. Our board of directors meets on Monday, August 25th at 6 p.m. at KBXE in Bemidji. This is an open meeting. Members and the general public are invited to attend. For more information and email comments at kaxe.org or call us 218-326-1234 during business hours. Regular meetings of our board of directors are held the fourth Monday of the month. The board's meeting schedule is available at kaxe.org. Support for KAXE comes from the Minnesota State Fair, the Great Minnesota Get-Together. 12 days of food, entertainment, agriculture, and industry running Thursday, August 21st through Monday, September 1st, or at mnstatefair.org. It is time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with a correct answer, and we'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Wild Hair Bistro in Bemidji, and Molly Poppins Gourmet Snacks in Park Rapids for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls. Give someone else a chance. And here is today's question. Steve Earle is playing a show this Saturday at Northern Lights Casino in Walker. He's been married 7 times, including a marriage to American country singer, songwriter Allison Moore. Allison's younger sister is also a well-known singer. Who is her sister? Call 218-326-1234 if you know the answer or you want to make a guess. The question again is, Steve Earle is playing a show this Saturday at Northern Lights Casino. He has been married 7 times, including a marriage to American country singer and songwriter Allison Moore. Allison's younger sister is also a well-known singer. Who is her sister? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. And while we wait, here is Steve Earle. We have a winner for the slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls. We do have a winner.
It's all right. There's too many people. I just the other day saw the small church steeple. Coleman said, Daddy, don't you worry about me. Gonna stay in Kentucky till the day I die. Gonna drink that sour mash. Gonna race that mare. Gonna find that woman with the fox of red hair. Since the day you got married, well, I'm getting off the wagon, Daddy, and I'm too old to care. Gonna stay in Kentucky where the bluegrass grows. Gonna play all night down in New Cairo. What's it all coming to? Young people these days is just as stubborn as mules. You can't make him go, he's too old for that. It's that damn old fiddle and that bowler hat. Now Coleman's mama said, oh, let the boy stay. He is raised up solid, he can find his own way. Pass from me, honey, I'm with you. I always thought Kentucky was just passing through. Little sister starting into crying. daddy shook his head for the very last time. Coleman's mama says somebody's gotta do it. Wouldn't be no Kentucky unless you didn't stick to it, Coleman. Now, Coleman Bonner stood on the porch of that cabin and watched them all go to Texas in a covered wagon. And he pulled down his fill, rosined up his bow.
Singer Camille, that was Pacine. Steve Earle started that off with New Cut Road, and that ties into our slice of green cheese question for today. We had a winner. Boomer answered the question correctly and is going to sing in Chihuahua Taco Truck in Grand Rapids. Question again, Steve Earle is playing a show this Saturday at Northern Lights Casino. He's been married 7 times, including a marriage to American country singer and songwriter Allison Moore. Allison's younger sister is also a well-known singer. Who is her sister? The answer, Shelby Lynn. It is a former sister-in-law to Steve Earle. you can. So congrats, Boomer. Nice work. Listen weekday mornings around 9:45 for the daily slice of green cheese. And of course, tune in Saturday nights for live green cheese, 7 to 9 o'clock. Mike Berry is your host this week. And it's great tune-in radio. Following Green Cheese is our program After Dark, which ventures in genres outside of what we normally play here at KAXE. Brian Milan is your host, playing some ambient electronica. So that's happening from 9 to midnight on Saturday. Here's a little Shelby Lynn.